think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
it shine. We got sea legs and we're off tonight. Can I write to which they've no right? You belong to a simpler time. I'm a victim to the impact of these words and this rhyme. It's when that dead moon rises again. Been out trying to start a protocol, a hammer's in the end. Got it when the dog slides open the door.
look at yourself. But what you see maybe is somebody else. You see your actions the way I line. I couldn't tell you what they call me the mind. Sometimes when you say you want me better, I say no way, not when you're not today.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 419 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, February the 12th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation, but our phones aren't working. I just have to call someone to find out what's going on. Maybe we just didn't pay the bill. I don't know, but this is at least two Sundays in a row that I've been here. Maybe probably three Sundays, because I wasn't here three Sundays ago because of a flat tire. And I'm assuming the phone didn't go out that week. But anyway, maybe the week before, actually. So probably almost a month now that we've been without phone service. So you can't call. But you can email. If you have email connections, you can email me with your whatever you want to say to Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And I'll probably be able to read your comments on the air. Almost as good as if you were here. But anyway, since you're not, and since you can't call, that's the best that we can do. Sorry about that. Like I said, I think I'll call someone or email someone, find out what's going on. Okay. Can't have a talk show when you can't phone in, right? So if the phones aren't working, they didn't pay the bill or whatever the problem is. I don't know. We'll see if we can get it resolved by next Sunday anyway. Okay, 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I got here late myself, so I really can't complain about that. It's because of all of the snow. I had to move my wife's car, move my car before I could get out. So anyway, that's the story over there. Maybe I should leave the house a little earlier, you're saying? Hey, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a yeoman's job to begin with, to get here. Get all my sports information so I can tell you what happened last night in the world of sports and give you all my other commentary as well. So anyway, what am I going to say? I got to take a little break, pull my stuff out of the bags, had to get things squared away here. But anyway, be back a little bit more with some sports. Don't go away. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back. Sports scores coming your way. Okay, women's basketball. UConn 83, SMU 41, and the UConn ladies have won 99, count them, 99 games in a row. They are undefeated this year, and they're rolling right along. Some of their better competition they've already beaten, so who knows how far this streak is going to go. Going into this year, I thought that UConn losing so many starters, including, I can't even remember her last name, Brianna Stewart, I believe, who, you know, was there for four championships. I don't think anyone's ever done that. Played for four championship teams all her years in college. No one has ever done that, I don't believe, in any other sport either. But anyway, UConn's still rolling, so we'll see how far they can go. Texas 75, Kansas 42. Oklahoma 64, Texas Tech 56, Kansas State 80, and Iowa State 68. In that UConn game, Collier got 10 points with 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Williams got 11 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Samuelson got 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Chong got 13 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal. Nurse got 13 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Irwin got 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Butler got 8 points and 3 rebounds. And Bent got 2 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 steal. Two other players played, but they didn't get any points. I think they got 2 rebounds, but that was about it, so I wouldn't even mention them. Anyway, UConn women are rolling right along. Okay, let's look at the men. Yesterday, Gonzaga in first place, 74-64 over St. Mary's. But like I said on previous programs, Gonzaga plays such a mediocre schedule that when they get in with the big boys in the playoffs, I expect them to go down and probably go down very hard. It's hard to sharpen your iron when you're playing against butter. But anyway, we'll see what happens as far as the NCAA. March Madness is not that far away, so we'll wait and see what's going to go down in men's basketball, whether Gonzaga's for real or not. Someone said they are much improved, probably one of the best teams that Gonzaga's ever had. And other teams have gotten to the second round, third round maybe, I don't even know. But they've never won the big thing. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Villanova 73, Xavier, Villanova won 73-57 over the X team. Kansas 80, Texas Tech 79, Louisville 71, Miami 66, Oregon 81, USC 70, Baylor 70, TCU 52, Arizona 62, California 57, West Virginia 85, Kansas State 66, upset. Notre Dame, who's unranked, defeated Florida State, ranked number 14, 84-72. Kentucky 67, Alabama 58, Florida 71, Texas A&M 62, Duke 64, Clemson 62, South Carolina 77, Mississippi State 73. Maryland 86, Ohio State 77. Upset. Providence, who was unranked, defeated Butler, who was ranked number 22, 71-65. And Creighton 93, and DePaul 58. 429 here on WMFO in Medford. Sunday, February the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Let me tell you, you can't call. The phones aren't working for some strange reason. And I'm going to have to talk with management to find out what's going on here. Maybe I have to loan them a few bucks to pay the bill. Well, I don't know what the story is. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if I can, contact someone and email them and let them know, hey, I'm a talk show. You can't talk if the phones aren't working. How about that? You know, I can talk, but you can't talk back. I guess that's the story. Back. Okay, it's 4:33 here in WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports, the Sunday, February 12th edition. And like I said earlier in the program, if you're just tuning in, our phones are not working, so therefore we cannot converse. I won't go into the smoke signal stuff. Okay, NBA basketball yesterday. Clippers 107 and the Hornets 102. The Bucks 116 and the Pacers 100. 76ers 117 and the Heat 109. That, I believe the Heat won 13 in a row. The end of that streak. The Cavaliers 125. The Nuggets 109. The big game. Everybody wanted to see the game with Durant going up against Westbrook. The Warriors 130, the Thunder 114. Durant got 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. Westbrook got 47 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. But he couldn't do it by himself. 16-point loss to the Warriors. Rockets 133, the Suns 102, the Mavs 112, and the Magic 80, and the Celtics 112, and the Jazz 104. Celtics have won three in a row on the road. Two out of three. They lost their first game, I know. Okay, I think they won two out of three on the road. We have one more road game, I believe, in Dallas. Okay, in the Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 5 points, three rebounds, two assists, and a steal. Jaylen Brown, 2 points and four rebounds. Horford, 16 points, nine rebounds, three assists, and a block. Thomas, 29 points, two rebounds, and five assists. Marcus Smart, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Jerebko didn't score, but he got 3 rebounds. Gerald Green off the bench got 16 points, 7 for 8 from the floor. You go, Gerald. He didn't pass the ball. He didn't get a rebound or a steal or a block or anything else, but he got 16 points. The bench came through. This is the problem with the Celtics. Kelly Olynyk got 19 points. If Kelly Olynyk could average 19 points, if he could average 13 points, I think his average is under 10. If he could average 13 or 14 points off the bench, he would be earning his money big time. 19 points last night, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's the KO that we need. But we seldom get. That's the situation there. Terry Rozier got 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. And James Young, they got the mothballs off James Young. They took off the mummy wrapping. And James Young got 10 points. He had a Gerald Green type night. He didn't have any assists, any rebounds, any steals, any blocks, but he got 10 points off the bench. Hey, you get... You get 26 points from Green and Young off the bench, plus 19 from Olynyk. That's a championship team there, if we could do that on a consistent basis. We'll see what happens. And they're playing without Crowder and Bradley. And on the road, nevertheless. I mean, come on. The potential is there. The game before, I saw a little bit of it, and Jaylen Brown had a... very good game up there in Portland. And and these teams aren't that bad. They aren't, like the 76ers or the Nets or whatever. And the 76ers are improving as well. They had a little losing streak here, but they've had some injuries, still getting people back. And they get people back and then they lose some more people. But anyway, the Celtics, are doing really good. I think they have now a 3-game lead in their division over Toronto. Like I said, hopefully if we get Bradley and Crowder back. Crowder is out on a personal situation, a family issue, health issue at a family member at home. And was away from the team for the last 2 games. And 2 games that he was away, they won. That doesn't say that we're going to trade for Haywood. But anyway, Brooklyn Nets pick is looking really good. I was going to converse about the possibility of the Celtics trading for Carmelo Anthony since they're trying to get Carmelo out of New York. But I won't go into that. I think it's fairly obvious. Carmelo would give you more scoring, but how well would he do on the defensive end and rebounding? He passes the ball occasionally. When he can't get his shot off, he'll pass the ball. What we need is that big guy on the inside. A DeMarcus Cousins with his head on straight. 4:39 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Sunday, February 12th edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday talking sports from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You can't call me, but you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, VB at Verizon.net. And you can give me your sports commentary that way. 4 weeks in a row, I believe, that the phones have not been working. So since I've been telling people that they can email me, I should check to see if I got any emails. No, So therefore, but that's open to you. Hey, give me a buzz or whatever you do when you send an email, and I'll read your commentary over the air. How about that? Almost as good as we were talking, right? Right. Okay, 4:40 here on WNFO in Medford. Be right back after. Oh, I put the queue up a PSA, but I didn't. So anyway, be right back.
There's something you should know about me. I believe in equality, regardless of race, gender, or age. If you have no voice, I am there. If you cannot stand, I am there. you are lost or confused, I am there. I am there to hurt, paralyze, or kill. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org. Because time lost is brain lost. A message from Penny Marshall. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:45, the Brown Perspective on Sport time. Got to get the show rolling here. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 4, the Canucks 3. The new kick coach, Butch Cassidy, has won 2 games in a row. Senators 3 and the Islanders zip. Panthers 7 and the Predators 4. Flyers 2 and the Sharks 1. That was an OT. The Blue Jackets 2 and the Red Wings 1. Stars 5 and the Hurricanes 2. The Blues 4 and the Canadiens 2. Sabres 3 and the Maple Leafs 1. Lightning 4 and the Jets 1. Rangers 4 and the Avalanche 2. Coyotes 4 and the Penguins 3. Also an overtime game. Capitals 6 and the Ducks 4. And the Blackhawks 5 and the Oilers 1. In that Bruins game, at 4:56 of the first period, Bo Horvat got his 16th goal of the year for the Canucks with assists from Hansen and Burrows. At 13:33, Kevin Miller got his 2nd goal of the year with assists from Spooner and Vatrano. Score tied 1-1. At 19:22, Frank Vatrano got his 7th goal of the year on the power play. Frank Vatrano got his 7th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Krejci and Krug. And that made it 2-1 Bruins at the end of the first period. In the second period, only one score in 19:59 of the second period. Alex Burrows got his 8th goal of the year for the Canucks with assists from Hansen and Horvat. Somebody fell asleep at the switch, thought that the period was over, I guess. Score tied 2-2 at the end of 2. In the third period, Colin Miller got his 4th goal of the year at 2:12 with assists from Hayes and Vatrano. Vatrano was having himself a game yesterday. Bruins 3 and the Canucks 2. At 14:23, Marcus Granlund got his 14th goal of the year on a power play with assists from Edler and Hutton. That tied the score at 3-3. And at 18 minutes of the third period, David Pastrnak, the money man, got his 25th goal of the year with assists from Krejci and McQuaid. That won it for the Bruins 4-3. 2 in a row. We'll see if Cassidy has the magic touch. Miller had 26 saves on 30 shots, and Khudobin came in and he got 29 saves on 32 shots. Oh, there you go. Bruins win it, and we'll see if Cassidy has the magic touch. 4:48 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, February the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. To get involved in the conversation, you have to email me because the phones aren't working. And now my email is DonLeyVB, DarnleyVB is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DonLeyVB at Verizon.net. Okay, let me take a break, and then we'll be back to talk about the world champion, New England Patriots.
the age of 20, I was in a chemical explosion that left me blind for 31 years.
Thanks to a corneal transplant, John was able to see his wife for the first time in 31 years and his children for the first time ever.
I looked across and my wife's face was very clear. I told her, I'd like you to know that I can see you now. And I really want you to know, Nita, that the years have been very kind to you. I approached my children and I couldn't say anything, not a word. All I could do was hold my children and weep. It was totally amazing to see these people. For the first time in my life, I was looking at my children. And at that time, I just simply folded up my folding cane and put it in my back pocket, and I never had to use it since.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, you just knew I had to talk about it, right? It wasn't enough for me to believe that the Patriots were going to win, but they didn't win the way I thought they were going to win. I guess the surprising part of the game to me, not the comeback part, which was, exciting and everything else. But the thing that surprised me was how well Atlanta's defensive line was able to play in that for the first half and a little bit into the second, third period as well. They were pressuring Brady with just four rushers, and they weren't blitzing. But with seven men back in coverage, they were doing a, fairly good job, and they got the breaks. They got the fumble recovery from LeGarrette Blount, and then there was the pick six that Brady threw, and both of those could have been scoring drives, so it could have been the blowout that I thought it was going to be, but they turned into points for the Falcons, and then at the end, when the Patriots defense stormed back and they got their running and passing. Well, the running game wasn't never really there, but it was there as a threat anyway. When they got their passing game going and all of the key clutch catches that were made by Edelman and Amendola and Mitchell. And then James White came out of nowhere. And Belichick was clear to say 2 years ago he was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl that the Patriots won over Seattle. But he wasn't scratched. He was healthy and he played healthy. And it was a tremendous win, tremendous comeback. One of the most exciting games I've seen in any sport in recent times. I guess it only pales in comparison to the fact that the Red Sox came back from three down to beat the Yankees a few years ago. 4-3. That wasn't the World Series, but hey, that was big time anyway. So they're right there. I'm not going to try to pick one over the other, and there are probably some others that I've forgotten. Anyway, it's good to have number 5 in Beantown, New England again. And, I think we're in great shape to go for number 6. There are, free agent signings to take care of. Dont'a Hightower and Logan Ryan and a few others. But we'll see what happens. And What has happened is that the mystique of the Celtics has just grown by leaps and bounds. And guys like Martellus Bennett, who have been struggling elsewhere, even though they might have personally been putting up numbers, are going to be extremely attracted to the Celtics. His son, Chris Long, all these years and never making the playoffs and then switches to the Patriots for, probably less money than you can earn elsewhere and comes up with the ring. So, there you go. that someone said, you play for the Patriots for the rings, and then you go elsewhere if you have more longevity in your career for the money. Very good statement. Okay, hats off to the world champion, New England Patriots, and I think that there should have been co-MVPs. Not only did Brady do a fantastic job, but you can't exclude the way that White played in the clutch and the touchdowns he scored. I would have given them both. I think the NFL can afford two two MVP awards, but that is the only thing that I would have any comment about as far as not coming out the way that I like it to come out. Okay, so we're on to the Boston Red Sox and the baseball season. Like I said, maybe Cassidy will give us something to root for the Bruins, as maybe another voice is being heard and some new ideas are being promoted. So like I said yesterday when I heard that the Bruins had won, you know, same players, just a different voice, so maybe that'll work. And in yesterday's win, all the pressure was not on the starting line. So I can say starting rotation. Oh, I'm talking baseball now. So if we can get some of these other guys who were underperforming to perform, who knows how far that we can go. And then you get a Pasternak and you get the Bergerons and the Krejcis and the Marchands to come through as they've been doing all year carrying the club. You know, who knows? Maybe we can turn around and get into the playoffs and make some significant noise. That's what I'm rooting for. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO at Memphis Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We're still playing top hits of the year 2016, so we got a lot of great music lined up for you. So until next time, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. thereabouts when we do it all over again. Okay.